Blake Sims, I hope you're doing well. Welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for inviting me to the game.
Absolutely, man. It's good to have you. And, you know, I know we're going to talk a little bit about your football camp and sort of promote that. But, you know, I know you were at the football facility a little bit ago. Spring practice underway here in Tuscaloosa.
It was a great feeling to, you know, come back and see them guys and just let them know, hey, the future is in your hands. The way that you prepared, it all starts now, how you want your season to become. And so I was just telling the quarterbacks and the wide receivers that this is the time that you get your timing and all that stuff together. And them guys are ready, man. You can see it in their eyes. You can see it in their body language that they're ready to get out there and go try to get that national championship this year. Talking to all the quarterbacks, man, they're just ready for the competition and try their best to show Coach Saban that they're the guy that needs to be called this year. Just sitting on the sideline and just, It's different from not having no pads on and knowing that, you know, you're going to have a great opportunity to play in the NFL and stuff like that. It was just kind of good to see them guys.
Blake, I want to go back a couple of days for talk about Pro Day. Sort of evaluate your performance on Wednesday from Pro Day.
I think I did pretty good. I think there's some things that I wish I could have done better for the scouts. And for myself, I think overall, from training, from the combine to this point, from today, I feel like I did very well. I graded myself as a B+, and I'm just looking forward and hoping that teams see what Coach Saban saw in myself this past season, and that they know that if they draft Blake Sims, they're gonna get a guy that's a leader and willing to do whatever they have to do for the team.
Blake, I want to talk about the football camp tomorrow, and I want to talk about it several times, but I've noticed just something being involved with the media, the way that you carry yourself, the way that you interact with the younger kids that are these big Crimson Tide fans. And when you're the quarterback, you know, we always say here in Tuscaloosa, Nick Saban is the most important person in the state. But then you start looking at number two and three. It has to be the quarterback at Alabama. Everybody looks up to the quarterback. You've always embraced that. And tomorrow you're going to get a chance to interact with some youth, maybe some future Crimson Tide players here in Tuscaloosa tomorrow.
I love getting back to the community. You know, coming to Tuscaloosa, you know, where I'm having my camp at American Christian Academy tomorrow morning at 8:30. I just hope that I have a lot of people out here coming to T-Town, coming to Tuscaloosa. That's just been a great experience. I met a great friend named DeAndre Dixon that has helped me out with a lot of things. And just coming to T-Town, just playing for the Crimson Tide. I have grew up as a man and just graduating to play in my last season, just saying that I'm built by Bama. I think that's just a great experience, and I just want to show the kids how doing things the right way can lead you to being very successful in life. And just try to teach them as much as I can, because maybe you can take one word, maybe three words. It don't matter how many words it is, just touch one kid and put them on the right path to success.
If you want more information, at this point on a Friday night, but prior to the camp tomorrow here in Tuscaloosa, is it okay if people just show up at American Christian Academy, or would you prefer them to go and register for this camp? I know there's probably some information there. Everett.sm.com. You can also call 1-864-350-1222. What would you encourage people here on the eve of the camp to do? Would showing up be okay tomorrow at American Christian Academy, or do they need to go and get more information there?
It's best to go there and get more information. But if you just want to just come out and just watch the camp and just see how it operates so you can get a feeling, because I'm looking very into it to try to come back and host another camp with probably one of my former teammates the best way that I can, and hopefully we can make something good and the people like it and want to come back.
Blake, I want to go back to a couple of things. You know, I've often told the audience, you know, when everybody else, and I know a lot of media never wants to admit this, but I was one of those naysayers. When I look back at this time last year, you know, I went back to A-Day, you know, I I was in that club of naysayers. Now, I know nobody, you know, in media, we never admit that we made a mistake. But I said, I don't really know if, you know, if Blake can get the job done. I knew you as a person, but I also said I was one of those naysayers. I said, you know, I'm not really sure if Blake can be that quarterback. And I told the audience a couple days ago, I said, you know, I got to apologize to Blake Sims on the air. I doubted Blake Sims, and he proved me wrong. I want to ask you, go back. Did people like myself, the naysayers, the ones that said there's no way Blake Sims could be the quarterback in Tuscaloosa and get the job done and go and win a championship, did that motivate you?
Oh, it did motivate me, 100%. But everybody has their own opinion, you know. Everybody has the right to do that. And the main thing I was looking into is just try to control what I can control and be my feet are. And just try to be the best quarterback that I can be that day. And try to take what people were saying and try to just put it out, you know, and just let them say what they say and let Coach Kiffin and Coach Saban handle all that.
But you heard it, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I heard it all the time.
What was the role of your teammates? Because as us in the media, probably even some fans said, you know, maybe Blake couldn't get the job done. What was the role of your teammates supporting you through some of those difficult times?
It was just really keeping me up. I mean, I had guys like Amari Cooper, Christian Jones, Danzy White, Austin Shepard, Leon Brown, a lot of guys that were just backing me up and telling me, hey, don't worry about it. You know, you got it. I even had former players like our cornerback, Donovan Fulton, and AJ McCarron, Julio Jones, guys that just called and said, just control what you control, and, you know, we're behind you 100%, and, you know, God got your back. And just go out there and handle what you can handle.
Blake, let's walk through, sort of for a couple of minutes. As a guy that, you know, when you heard this big quarterback, Jacob Coker, no doubt talented. You know, it's probably the odds-on favorite right now. You got 15 days of practice. But when you heard Jacob Coker was coming to Tuscaloosa from Florida State, what went through your mind?
This is another guy that can help us win games if his name is called. But, you know, when I heard that he was coming, I was like, okay, just somebody that's going to be in the competition and just somebody that I'm going to have to beat out to become the starting quarterback. And right after that, I just try to focus on what I had to do to be the quarterback for that year.
Well, I go back to last spring break. You didn't take a spring break. You went to work, and you went and developed your skills. And how much did that help you sort of spending time with those quarterback coaches, you know, working on those fundamentals and be able to perform at such a high level?
It was a great feeling. You know, I think that was the right thing for me to do if I wanted to be successful in the season. And talking to my father, he thought that was the best thing for me to do, too. So I just try to take full advantage of it.
Blake Sims right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. We're talking about the camp tomorrow. Here in Tuscaloosa, American Christian Academy. Tomorrow, he said it started at 8:30, 8 until 11 on 15th Street. We're talking to Blake Sims inside the game here in Tuscaloosa on Tide 99.1 as we move forward. What's it really like to play for Nick Saban, especially be the quarterback and look at that head coach quarterback relationship?
He's a good guy to play for. I mean, he taught me a lot of things on and off the field that I really didn't know a lot about. And I'm just glad I had the opportunity to play with him. I know there's a lot of kids out there that is leaving high school and stuff like that. I think that's the perfect guy to play for.
Blake, give me a couple of those younger wide receivers that Alabama fans should keep their eye on.
Chris Black, Robert Foster, and Cam Sam. And one more I just say is Darius Stewart.
All right. So now's the turn here, because now you get to play the role of evaluation. Give me a couple of those quarterbacks that you think are going to sort of push for that starting playing time here in Tuscaloosa.
I'm pushing for all five, because I think they all have the potential to be a great quarterback. I think that if they go out there and do what they have to do, and Coach Saban's going to make the right pick for the coaching staff and the team. And I think whoever, like, is the quarterback that Coach Saban chooses to be the quarterback, they'll lead the team the right way as a leader, as a man, and lead them to victory because they all had the potential as the season was going on last year.
All right, Lane Kiffin is a guy that we rarely ever talk to. You know Lane Kiffin as well as anybody in Tuscaloosa. You're in those team meetings. What was it? I mean, I look back at 2014, a record-setting year for the offensive side of the football. Big part of that, Blake Sims. A huge part of that, Blake Sims. Record-setting year. I mean, you go back and look at the history of Alabama football. You guys put up as many yards, more yards than any other team in Alabama history. What was the reason? What was why? How did you guys do that?
I think it's the chemistry that we had between each other, the way that we communicated from even when Coach Kiffin didn't know what was going on or how we think. You know, he never hesitated to come ask us any questions, and we never hesitated to ask him any questions about why he was thinking about calling that play at this certain time or why the play, how the play should develop or any kind of way. I think that's what made us so great, and that whatever Coach Kiffin said, we believed it 100%.
All right, Blake Sims, you're a general manager of an NFL team. You got a chance to draft Amari Cooper, Kevin White. Tell me why general managers should take Amari Cooper.
Because the guy works hard. He's a team player, and that he wants to win. He's not. He hates to lose. And he's willing to do whatever he has to do to help his team win. If he has to play defensive end, he's willing to do it. The guy's a great guy. He's not a cancer on the team. He's always going to, when somebody's feeling down at practice, he always finds a way to pick that person up.
But, Blake, in a roundabout way, and I know you're not going to say this, but I'll say this. In a roundabout way, that's Blake Sims. Because you did that for 5 years in Tuscaloosa. Whatever they said, hey, Blake, we need you to do this. We need you to be a wide receiver. We need you to be a running back on the scout team. We need you to be a quarterback on the scout team. In a roundabout way, for 5 years in Tuscaloosa, Blake Sims did that.
Right.
And I know I but I'm just – I mean, I know your teammates. I mean, that said ultimate team guy, a guy that will do anything – to help his team win. Whatever you ask Blake Sims, that's what he's going to do. Blake, that's what's going to lead you big places, my friend, and I wish you nothing but the best as you prepare for the upcoming NFL draft, going through Pro Day. What's the next couple of months going to be like for you?
It's going to be stressful. You know, just waiting to see what team that I can possibly be on. Just train as much as I can and spend as much time I can with my little girl before I get in all that. Training camps and stuff like that, and then hang out with friends and stuff like that.
No doubt. Blake, I look forward to continuing following your football playing days, your career in the next level, but also encourage people to come out tomorrow morning. American Christian Academy here in Tuscaloosa off of Veterans Memorial Parkway, 15th Street, once it crosses over McFarland Boulevard, 8 until 11. Camp starts at 8:30. A lot of information available, everettsm.com. You can also call toll-free, 864-350-1222. Blake Sims Football Clinic tomorrow morning, American Christian Academy here in Tuscaloosa. Hey, Blake, hey, man, I really appreciate you coming on my program, and congrats once again to the success that you were able to have in 2014, SEC champs, and you got a lot of jewelry, man. You arrived here from Georgia, but your jewelry box is full because you've won a lot of championships here in Tuscaloosa and certainly represented the University of Alabama.
Thank you so much.